they certainly speak differently than we do, Southerners, whereas we speak, we are more or less Westerners. Well, we are Westerners, and we speak differently.
Well, the problem is, too, that I think that speech in the West is worth studying, and there are many linguists who feel that Western speech is uninteresting, and I disagree with that, so I'm going to prove them wrong.
I certainly prefer it to hear some Yankees in New York or Chicago, the way they talk. I mean, God.
Okay, so let's see. We were... New Orleans is in what state again?
Louisiana.
Uh-huh. And the capital of Louisiana is...
Baton Rouge.
Mm-hmm. And St. Louis is in...
Missouri.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's a big... Okay, let's see. You said that one. There's a city in Ohio that starts with a C-I-N.
Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm. And you get up at what time of day? You get up in the...
Morning.
Mm-hmm. And if something's coming this way, it's coming in what direction?
If it's coming this way?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Well, towards me or towards us.
Okay. And how would you say that you're traveling to Albuquerque? Would you say that you're going up to Albuquerque?
I would say up to Albuquerque, yes.
Okay.
And I say I'm going down to San Antonio.
Okay, why?
I have a daughter in San Antonio.
Why do you say you're going down to San Antonio?
Well,
the altitude?
I don't know. That's a good... Albuquerque is almost due north.
Uh-huh.
And you just... The connotation in my mind is you're going up. And San Antonio is to the southeast of us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's... So I say I'm going down to San Antonio.
How about Tucson?
I'm going over to Tucson.
How about
going to Tucson?
Cloudcroft.
Going up to Cloudcroft.
Now, why do you say up to Cloudcroft?
Same reason.
Because it's north?
No. Well, no, because you're going up. It's, you're going north. You're going uphill.
Yeah, there is a little bit of that altitude
connotation,
too, isn't there? Okay. Now, let's see. If when you travel, you go so many...
miles?
Mm-hmm. And... let's see, if your car broke down, you might have to...
push it.
Mm-hmm. Now, the past tense of push is...
pushed.
Right? And the opposite of that is...
pull.
Or the past tense of that is...
pulled.
Right? And short distance. How do you describe a short distance? You'd say, I only had to go... how far?
Well, the words you use are very appropriate. A very short distance, or only two blocks, or a couple of hundred feet.
Okay. Now, if it was a long distance, what would you say?
Again, the words you use, a long distance. I went over to Tucson, and that's 300 miles.
Okay, so
I might see you describe it by miles.
So you'd be pretty specific in how you described it. Pretty specific. You'd say how many miles it was rather than...
I think I'd be inclined to... Well, of course, if you're talking to somebody around here, you just say you went over... I usually say over to Tucson or over to Phoenix or out to California.
Yeah. Right. Now, if somebody was going to help you with a chore and they disappeared at the last moment, you'd say he made himself...
scarce.
Right?